You know, you look at media today, and it is clearly broken. Yeah, I did the story here just a bit ago that, according to Pew Research, Joe Biden has gotten the easiest ride of any president since they began tracking such things. More positive coverage has Joe Biden gotten than any president in my lifetime, or yours for that matter, because they went back until records began, and that's what they found. Positive reporting, exact opposite, polar opposite of what happened to Donald Trump. And people notice. People realize they're not getting a fair shake. People realize, you know, that story's slanted one way or the other. Joining me is Carrie Sheffield, senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum. Carrie, good to talk to you again.
Hey, Steve, good to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
It's been a while since we spoke because you've always got a lot of different things going on. You've got your fingers in all sorts of places, and you've been involved with media for a number of years. And the trust in media is at an all-time low, and it should be. I mean, look at these clowns. Just this week, the raid on Rudy Giuliani's apartment, and the New York Times, the Washington Post have to come back and do these major retractions, which at least they're doing now. But this isn't something that occurs once a year. It happens on an almost daily basis. We learn that things are wrong, covered wrong, distorted, twisted. Can we ever get it back?
Well, that's what I said. The headline in the article that I wrote with a newspaper syndicated service called Inside Services that ran in 300 local papers, and the headline was, America's trust in media is broken. Here's how to fix it. There are lots of changes that I believe the media could take. They could do some soul searching and try to bring our country back together. So I looked at a ton of different studies about media and tracking how the trust in media has just collapse. So I spoke to the editor-in-chief of Gallup News, and he said that the trust and the confidence in media during President Nixon's impeachment time was at 70%. And flash forward today now, only 40% of Americans say the same thing, that they have trust in the media. And he said that this is a huge drop. I mean, that's a 30% drop since the time of Nixon. And he said it's primarily driven by conservatives and Republicans. They're the ones who are upset about this. Everything that you just said, the bias, the double standards, the different treatment for a Democrat versus a Republican. And it's really interesting. There is also a new study that I looked at from the Media Insight Project. It was funded by the Associated Press and the University of Chicago. And they looked at what they said were five bedrock journalism principles.
Right.
They said that only 11% of Americans fully support all five of these journalism values. So there's a huge values gap where journalists are on these self-righteous crusades, and Americans just don't agree with the fundamental values.
You know, it's true. And so let's be clear about what we're talking about here. And I saw a great quote, actually, recently. The difference between reporters and journalists. Reporters are out there working to get the story. Journalists feel that they're entitled to the story in today's world. And you look at the outlets, and I'm surprised you just said that 40% have trust in media. I think that's really high compared to the people I talk to. Maybe I talk to a limited group. But here on this program, I'm a commentator. And I talk, and yes, I have a right-of-center view of the world, and that's the way that is. But when it comes to straight journalism, to straight reporting, the problem is most of it has vanished. And I think a lot of it vanished when you started getting sponsorship dollars for the news segment. It became perverted. It was about, you know, viewership, and then it was about... It was about making money, and, you know, is the headline wrong? Well, I don't know, but we got a million clicks. I mean, and that's a big problem, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, there was a poll by Monmouth University up in New Jersey in 2018, and they found that 77% of Americans believe that traditional media outlets publish fake news. And what's very interesting about that is that 65% of the people, just American respondents, said that fake news applies to how media outlets make editorial decisions, while just 25% said that fake news applies solely to media outlets spreading inaccurate information. So this concept of fake news for two-thirds of Americans is about editorial decisions, not about just blatantly false information. So it's a very telling poll because it's exactly what you're talking about. It has to do with the values and the lens and the framing.
Well, you look at, I mean, let's go back again to the New York Times and to the Washington Post and others. You know, Pulitzer Prizes were handed out to some of these organizations based on the reporting of things that never happened, based on facts that didn't exist with the Russian collusion narrative and the Steele dossier, those awards should be returned. They won't be, but they should be. And there's why there is no confidence in the media. People can turn it on. Honest people that watch the media, whether they're conservative or liberal or right down the middle, honest people can watch the news and say, you know what, come on. You're putting your thumb on the scale. People know, Carrie. People aren't, I mean, as much as the media would like to treat them, most people are still not idiots at the end of the day, correct?
Of course not. No, they're smart consumers, and they know, you know, fact from fiction, and it really comes down to common sense. Another big problem when you're looking at the industry is a geographic bias. And I've been thinking about this with the Census Bureau and the shift in the population from the Rust Belt to the Sun Belt. And it's another problem we see in representation of journalists who are, well, just overall workers, American workers from the Midwest and the South. They are underrepresented in the journalism industry, and they're far less likely to be employed than someone from a big city like New York, Los Angeles, or D.C. Those three cities are overrepresented when you're talking about the average, you know, American worker compared to a journalist. A journalist is far more likely to live in one of those cities. So you have the Midwest and South underrepresented, and we know that those areas tend to be more conservative, like you, where you're from. And so those areas, well, I know Michigan has its own complications, but
complicated, but that's a good way to put it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're talking generally about the Midwest and the South. They generally tend to be more conservative.
Right.
And so those values of God, guns, religion, as former President Obama said, are just not understood just by the mere fact of they aren't represented in the industry.
Well, it's not even that they don't understand, Carrie. A lot of these people, they don't care to understand. They don't care to be in Madison, Wisconsin, or Lansing, Michigan. I've got to leave it there. CarrieSheffield.com. You can find out more. CarrieSheffield.com in the Independent Women's Forum. Carrie, great job, great article, and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great one.